C1B3.
Number 2A.
We saw yesterday that the platform is illustrating the calculus of spirit. Now, how is that platform laid out? You know that it has 32 points. And if one reads those 32 points, you can't help but see very quickly that the first 8 points symbolize the word of God. Then the second 8 points symbolize the Christ idea. And the third 8 points symbolize Christianity. And the fourth 8 points show the side of science. So we have 4 times 8 points, very balanced sense of those 4 sides of the holy city. Then we know from the symbolism of the apocalypse that the 4 sides have, each side of them has 3 gates, so that each side can also reflect the other 3 sides, so that we not only have the word in its own aspect, but that the word also must reflect to some measure the Christ and Christianity and science, so that each side always reflects all 4, itself and the other 3 sides. That's the point in the realm of spirit, where we only have to deal with spirit, that there is always infinite reflection, and therefore no one category can be considered alone or can stand alone. It always does reflect everything else. So each side reflects the other side, which brings us to another more detailed structure, namely to the 4x4 reflection, which makes 16 standpoints. And these 16 standpoints are the main standpoint of the platform. But we have also seen yesterday that Mrs. Eddy and the Bible show that the gates open within and without, that the holy city is heaven bestowed and heaven bestowing, which gives a sense, when translated into terminology of Christian Science, means that that city has an aspect of divine science, as heaven bestowed, as the gates opening within, and also the aspect of absolute Christian Science, of heaven bestowing, therefore always the doors open out to the whole world, to every situation, to every application. Therefore, we can see that we should consider those 16 standpoints always from 2 levels, namely from the level of divine science and from the level of absolute Christian science. Therefore, these 16 main standpoints will always be shown from 2 aspects, from 2 levels, making 2 times 16 32 points, and that's the platform. So we can see that if we go through the platform, that we always have to keep in mind foremost the category in which we are, the side of the city, which side of the city we are in, then to see that each side reflects all the other sides, and at the same time seeing that they have 2 offices, namely to depict divine science and absolute Christian science. In this way, you get a very balanced, symmetrical layout of divine science. So the platform teaches us divine science. It does not teach us Christian science. The textbook as a whole teaches us Christian science. But the platform, which is the highest teaching in the textbook, presents a short survey of divine science. Now, in order that we can more easily flow through these 32 points, we have perhaps to refresh our thought in these categories. So, what are the 4 sides of the city? We said they are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. What do they mean? Well, we know the Word as that which declares God's own nature. That's the Word. Through the Word of God, all is made that was made, and so the Word is always the declaration, so to say, the self-declaration of God. It's always showing the Logos, the divine, creative Logos of the Word. Here, in our summary, we see that word as the defecator. That's how we have epitomized it in our epitomes, which you all have on page nine, on the epitomes on the 10th chapter. You have there the word in bold letters as the defecator. That covers the first 8 points. Then we know that that defecator always must have an expression, a manifestation of that word. The moment we consider the manifestation of the Word of God, we have the second side of the city, the Christ. So here we have the Christ idea as the title for the second 8 point, the Christ idea. Can you see? First the Word, which declares what God is. Then the Word says, but I have an idea. I have within myself the drive to express myself, the impulsion to express myself, to manifest myself. I want to express myself because I have an idea, and therefore that is the office of the Christ. What is then the office of Christianity? Mrs. Eddy explains that Christianity is the outcome of the Christ idea. Therefore, when the Christ expresses itself, we ask ourselves now, what is the result of it, the effect of it, the outcome of it? So Christianity is always at the point of outcome, never at the point of creator, of source, of cause. It's always the outcome of the Word when that Word expresses itself through the infinite idea of the Christ and brings out something. Therefore, we could also say Christianity is always at the point of the universe, of ideas. That's the point of man and the universe. It's not at the point of God. God is the Word, the Logos. But Christianity is the effect of it, the creation itself, the universe itself, and therefore on the highest sense of divine science, we can see that the highest sense of the universe is naturally a universe of ideas. And so our third caption here is that the third 8 points would show us the infinite individualized spiritual reflection, or we could say it will show us the infinitely individualized realm of ideas, of reality. In a realm of ideas that has nothing to do with the material universe, nothing to do with material man, nothing to do with anything that is human, but only the outcome of the spiritual idea is always a universe of ideas. And that's the only universe that is real and that exists. And so these 8 points will show us this infinitely diversified realm of ideas. The fourth side of the city, which covers the last 8 points, is science. What does science mean? Science means that we can understand the Word, the Christ, and Christianity. Science means that we have a means of scientifically investigating and understanding the first three sides, so that the fourth side, so to say, sums up the first, second, and third sides in the mind of man, in that mind which is God, and is the mind of man, and therefore can understand with the mind of God what reality is. So we have here a scientific sense of being. We understand being. Being is no more something that may happen somewhere in the universe, but that it is explainable and understandable within the realm of understanding. So we had a caption for the last 8 points, scientific being, which includes, naturally, scientific understanding. So if we see that, we can see how, in every case, thought has to flow if we want to have an operative sense of being. That always first we ask, what is God? What is the deific creator? What is God? Then to see that God is not dead, that he is constantly manifesting itself, that he has an idea manifesting, expressing itself. The moment you have that sense of manifesting, of expressing, you have the Christ sense. It expresses itself. Well, it expresses itself for a purpose, namely that it has an effect, that it has an outcome, that it brings forth a creation. And that creation is at the point of Christianity, showing us the universe of infinite spiritual ideas, the realm of ideas, what that realm of ideas is, and finally thought has to flow further and say, but all that has to be made subjective within the student. He has to understand it. It must come to him as scientific understanding so that he can embrace, so to say, the Word, the Christ, and Christianity, and therefore make the Word, Christ, and Christianity demonstrable and provable in everyday life. So this is the flow of the four. But we have said that these four are always considered from two altitudes, two levels of spiritual altitudes, namely from divine science and from absolute Christian science, which brings us naturally to an understanding of the four levels of spiritual consciousness, something that with which the student is familiar now through my book, The Four Levels of Spiritual Consciousness. I think I have presented what is the differentiation between those four levels. It is not really the time here and the place here to explain them. All what I can do is quickly to refresh these four levels so that we have it in our mind as we go through the platform. See, Mrs. Eddy distinguishes between four levels, just as the Bible distinguishes between three levels, because the Bible has not reached really in his teaching of the apocalypse the fourth level, which Mrs. Eddy introduced, namely science itself. That's the highest level. The second highest level in the hierarchy of being is divine science, then further down translated to absolute Christian science. So divine science becomes Christian science, first absolute Christian science, and then Christian science. What do these four levels indicate in a general mode? It is like this, that on the highest level of being, namely on the level of science itself, thought and consciousness is only concerned with the I am that I am, namely with the self-knowledge of being, God knowing himself, God understanding himself. It is just that, a very simple but naturally very profound level, where we see that there is only the infinite one, just one being, capital B, one being, capital B, the infinite one, who knows only himself. Therefore, God knowing himself. I am knowing his own I am-ness. So it doesn't really ask for a universe of ideas, because on the highest level you would never think that the infinite one should have a universe. This is already a translated form, a question that we will ask on the level of divine science, and say, but does this infinite I am, the infinite one, does he include within himself a universe of ideas? And so divine science would say, yes. You can also look at it that way, that you now analyze the I am in principle and ideas, instead of just staying at the point of principle, principle knowing itself as principle. You can also say that principle can express itself as a universe of ideas, one with that principle. And so in divine science, and this is the level on which the platform always starts, would always show that altitude of consciousness which knows the oneness of principle and idea. See, it's a difference. Science itself is the infinite one. See, it's the infinite one. It says, I am what I am. Whereas in divine science, principle says, I have a whole universe of idea. I embrace a whole universe of idea. I'm the all-embracing principle, and what I embrace are only ideas, and in this universe of ideas, error is excluded. The question of error does not arise. And this is important to see that on the level of divine science, Mrs. Eddy will deal with error, with evil, from the point that it does not exist within that universe of idea and therefore is excluded, is obsolete. But you can see that the student may very often ask something more specific than just to have that overall sense of principle including all ideas. Actually, that point where Jesus would heal the multitudes and not the individual case, but the multitude, because he had only one universe, the oneness of being. But the student may ask, what is actually the individual truth, small t? What is the truth about an individual idea, an individual situation, an individual case? And the moment we have this kind of question under consideration, namely to ask, what is the relationship of the I am to each individual idea in the universe? You see, you have infinite relationships of principle to ideas in this universe, specific, and therefore this is the level of absolute Christian science, which defines, we have to hear that tonality, which defines, so to say, the relationship of principle to ideas in the plural. It gives, therefore, here for the first time that creative impulsion that the divine principle creates all its ideas, and in here the question of evil is dealt with differently, namely that it is shown why evil can be nothing. It is shown that evil is a misunderstanding of God, and so does not just say evil is obsolete, it begins to explain why it is nothing. That it is a misunderstanding of the relationship between principle and idea. So divine science and Christian science will be the pedal notes in the platform, and we keep perhaps those tones, the tone of divine science, which always says everything is already included in principle, always at the state of being heaven bestowed, whereas when she translates it then to the level of Christians, absolute Christian science, she will show the heaven bestowing sense, that the principle will come to every situation at every place as the principle bringing out in the individual idea the truth, small t, of a situation. The fourth level is that of Christian science, and it's that level which Mrs. Eddy in the platform hardly touches. There is here and there a slight indication that absolute Christian science can be further translated to the point of Christian science, because what is Christian science? Christian science is the relation of truth to its opposite, to error. A completely different relationship than in absolute Christian science, where the relationship is between truth and the truths, the plural of truth, truth, principle, and ideas. Whereas in Christian science, we will see that Christian science must explain why this principle, this truth, is that truth which touches its opposite, error, and begins to overturn and overturn that which needs to be overturned, and you have a sense of constantly overturning in order that the true idea will be established where, to human sense, a wrong concept was manifesting itself. These are the four big levels of consciousness that we know in the textbook and which are then explained here in the platform with the accent on divine science and absolute Christian science. That's why in that platform we have hardly any indication that divine science is the science of healing, that it overturns error, that it heals, that it corrects the situation, because when we go out from the calculus of spirit, as we have said, let's keep that standpoint, then God's eyes are too pure to behold evil, and therefore can never really touch the error and show how error is resolved. At that point where the platform is, we just try now to keep that altitude of consciousness where we just don't take into the consideration that another concept could exist, that besides the divine calculus of spirit, there could be a human calculus, that we could calculate humanly, that we could think out things humanly, that we have human conceptions and human conjectures, human suggestions, that doesn't enter. Yes, so with these main ideas in view, we can now go through the first 8 points. The word, we called it the deific creator, and we'll see that these first 8 points always present God as that deific creator, as the one life. It is quite interesting to see when you read those 8 points and you ask yourself, what is the main synonymous term that occurs in those 8 points? And you will see that the term life is the one that is always indicated, because we know that the word is the word of life. It is interesting to see that she never uses the term truth and hardly the term love in it, that everything hinges on life. And this is interesting to know. It's a little method and the rule of text interpretation, that we not only read what is there, but that we ask, why is not something else there? Why does Mrs. Eddy not depict something else than what she says? Namely, you will perhaps think, well, if she gives that high sense of divine science, why doesn't she say mostly that being is of the nature of truth and that she has discovered the truth of being? And then when we read the text, we see that she doesn't mention truth. All that she mentions is always life. She says, God is the only life. That God is the only individuality. We know individuality as an idea of life. So she depicts here God as the individuality, the individual creator, the great individuality that includes all individualities. She says God is the divine life. She says that life is the creator. She says here that God is the only self-existence. Can you hear constantly around the term life? So that stands out, that God is the father, mother, with the accent on father, that he is the principle of scientific being, and that there is no death. So she does not really handle the question of God from the point of view of truth versus error, or from the point of view of love versus inharmony and discord. It's typically here the one life. And it's good to remember that we see we are in the science of being, that's the chapter, and therefore explaining the dynamics of ideas, she will first present God as the only life, the only deific creator, the only infinite individuality, and show the whole creation from that standpoint.